How exactly does one enter the stream of Nibbana first time, Sotapanna-magga? Is it like the arising of jhana, where specific signs and sensations precede the actual arising? The Mahasi Sayadaw tradition teaches there are 16 stages / steps that precede the experience or non-experience of Sotapanna-magga. Is this useful? Please describe the route, and then note. I know that in the Ajahn Chah tradition, there is an almost visceral aversion of addressing any topic which might make the teacher seem as if he is claiming to be an Arya Pugala. So whether you are or are not an Arya, could you please give your understanding of the actual process of stream entry? What's really helpful, I think, like I don't actually find the 16 steps of the sort of insight knowledge that useful or helpful. It's a commentarial tradition, and sometimes the commentary traditions are really helpful, and in this case, of course, it's not as if it's completely devoid of usefulness, but I find it a bit too cerebral. The experience of I think one of the best thing to look at is the when the Buddha describes the experience of Sotapanna, the very first quality that Sakkaya Ditti is the door, is the entry point, that identity view, and to be able to bring one's attention to the ways that we form identity, and what we identify with, and what we what is the the default object of the mind, or the default activity of the mind when we're experiencing anything, really. So that as we start to investigate our experience and start recognizing how the mind gravitates, because where we form our identity of who we are, what we are, what's important to us, is we come back to, and this is where the Buddha, using these structures of investigation, so that the body, feeling, perception, mental formations, consciousness, these are the ground that the mind gravitates towards for forming a sense of identity and what we identify with. So that when the mind is with the assumption of our identity, or what we assume as its of importance, the perceptions of the or the experience of the body. This is who I am. This is what forms the basis of my view of myself, or around the feeling of pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, of perceptions of the sense of the way that the mind gravitates to, because perception is also memory. How we gravitate to memory, and it's who we assume that sense of selfhood, our thoughts, our ability to think, our necessity to think, to have a view, to have an opinion, or consciousness itself, just having to disregard the arising and ceasing nature of experience and gravitate to an identity of this is who I am. That's the doorway into the experience of the stream enterer. And as we question that and release and relinquish around that, that's where we're able to give ourselves the opportunity to at least get a glimpse of the possibility. Another structure of what forms the basis of the practice or the route that one travels in order to experience stream entry is a discourse of Sariputta's, where he gives the factors of stream entry. The first factor being association with wise beings, with good beings. There's two that are external factors, there's two that are internal factors. The external factor of association with wise beings, and then hearing the Dhamma, hearing the teachings. And being able to get that framework of Dhamma in order to have that information to hand, then third one is, I would say, the next two are internal factors, and yoniso manasikara, the wise reflection, skillful attention, sort of attending wisely. These are ways of directing the mind, directing attention. And the last factor is what the Buddha calls dhammanu dhamma patibhata, which is practicing Dhamma in accordance with Dhamma, so that one is grounding one's practice not in one's preferences or projections or proliferations, but what is really being able to be returned to the root of practice, the root of truth. Again, it comes, how can one tell if one's practicing Dhamma in accordance with Dhamma? This is where this refrain that the Buddha uses in many different circumstances of that increase of wholesome Dhammas, decrease of unwholesome Dhammas. This is a tangible result that one can keep reflecting on and investigating. Is it working? Is it benefiting?